It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we work through the coronavirus pandemic, it is very important to continue to unite Americans in supporting the private sector industries that make, sell, distribute, and service products proudly made in the United States of America. While we welcome and depend on trading with nations of the world, American-made products should be equally available and welcomed by nations around the world. Downsizing and movement overseas by many American industries has resulted in fewer jobs in the United States and fewer products sold with Made in the United States of America labels. People always ask, how are we going to restore industries in the United States now that they have been moved overseas for 15, 20, or more years? Well, the answer is simple. We have to remain focused on seeking out and purchasing American-made so more domestic products are circulated in America's stores. Choose to circulate your dollars in America for American-made so we can expand jobs and job skills for American workers. Your support for American-based businesses has already been helping to maintain American-made product lines, but none of us could have expected the backlash that resulted from the coronavirus in the United States. The backlash has affected everyone's life in some way, and now it's up to us, we, the American people, to support American-made as often as possible. Thanks for supporting the Buy American-Made campaign. I encourage you to speak up where you shop and spread the word to others. Your help is certainly appreciated. Kindly continue to spread the word. This is Michael Blehosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@americanworkersradio.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.